Representatives from Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany hold another day of nuclear talks in Austria's Vienna. Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, and the EU foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, have held a bilateral meeting to discuss the process of drafting a final deal dubbed the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. On Wednesday, Zarif said that drafting the deal does not mean that agreement has been reached in all fields. Iran and the P5 plus one started the latest round of talks in the Austrian capital on Monday. The five-day negotiations are aimed at settling a decade-long Western dispute over Tehran's nuclear program. A short while ago, our correspondent in Austria's Vienna, Taha Imani, gave us the latest on the fourth day of the nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5 plus one countries.
To date, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, held a 2.5-hour meeting with EU's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton. We know that that meeting has ended, and delegations from the P5 plus one are now holding internal meetings, and also the Iranian team is holding a meeting among themselves to discuss the results that they've achieved so far. As you mentioned in your report, Mr. Zarif came to the reporters last night and said that the writing of a draft agreement has started partially. However, he said that this does not mean that they are writing from the beginning. They are writing the parts which they have agreed on so far, and putting those issues which are which they disagree on in brackets, so they will discuss them at a later time. This was a breakthrough in the talks that the writing has actually started. It will they will form the framework of a comprehensive agreement to resolve Iran's nuclear issue. And there are many points of differences between the two sides. There is the issue of enrichment, the issue of sanctions, Iraq's heavy water plant, and research. There's a host of issues which both sides are discussing. There have been some improvements in some parts, but there are still major differences in others, especially the issue of sanctions and enrichment. So both sides are working round the clock to reach an agreement before the July 20th deadline, which has been set by the Geneva Agreement last November. Because if the talks are to be extended, there will be some complications and difficulties. Some Iranian officials have even gone as far as saying that if an agreement is not reached by July 20th, they will have to sit down and think whether they can extend the talks and if there is any point to do that.